Yesterday at 3:30 in the morning, we threw on our grant lawns and started our march back to 21-5 Camp 2. We knew we had a long day ahead of us because we had to climb a little over 4,000 feet in one day. Through the ice fall, there was lots of climbers working to Camp 1 with Sherpa support. So it was busy. A few times we had to wait, a few times we had to climb around climbers. But all in all, it went pretty well, and we reached Camp 1 feeling pretty good. There we had, I guess it was an early lunch at 9 o'clock. We reached there at 8:45 a.m. And, you know, both rides with a few other climbers, and then moved on. Into the western Coombe, we encountered high winds, sometimes up into 50 miles an hour, or at least it felt like that, which created blowing snow and whiteout conditions. So our march to Camp 2 from the western Coombe took a little longer than we wanted, and we ended up getting here a little after 2 in the afternoon. So today and the next day, we are resting as we're currently waiting for the fixed lines to be completed to Camp 3, and then our goal is to move to Camp 3 at 24-5 and sleep a night without oxygen at 24-5, which is just below the fabled death zone. So that's our goal. We'll go up to Camp 3, sleep a night, come back down, rest, and then go all the way back down to base camp. And at that point in time, we're going to rest and recuperate because we will then be ready for our summit bush.